Milwaukee County is expanding its analysis of fatal and non-fatal motor vehicle collisions in hopes of getting to zero deaths within 12 years. The county also says that safety improvements are coming to some streets, including in neighborhoods that face a disproportionate burden of harm. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has this report.
On the sidewalk outside Milwaukee's Center Street Library, a woman who gave her name as Max was carrying a book when she kindly stopped to tell us what she thinks of nearby motor vehicle traffic.
Traffic through here is really ongoing. This building has got ran into.
Indeed, in 2021, the TV station Fox 6 reported that a school bus blew through a red light and hit a county bus, which then slammed into the library. Seven people were hurt. And vehicles now, even at non-peak times like 2 p.m., continue to blast by. The three-way intersection here of Center Street, North 27th Street, and Fond du Lac Avenue is part of what's known as a hot spot, according to law enforcement data on a comprehensive electronic map and charts. Milwaukee County calls it the Motor Vehicle Collision Dashboard. A hot spot means there's a high concentration of crashes, sometimes with deaths or serious injuries. UW-Milwaukee urban planning professor Robert Schneider is part of a Safe Streets Task Force that advises the dashboard. He says the three streets coming together at an angle adds to the complexity of the problem.
But there's an even broader need to look at entire corridors. And so Fond du Lac Avenue, for example, it's a state highway 145. It carries a very large amount of traffic. It has four lanes for much of its section as it goes through the neighborhoods here. Passes by many small businesses, schools, libraries, parks, and so there's also a large amount of local activity, bus riders, pedestrians.
And Schneider says when the motor vehicles are traveling at a high rate of speed,
then there's a higher likelihood of a serious or fatal injury.
Dr. Ben Weston is the county's chief health policy advisor. He says the dashboard is about to start adding in data from EMS, or emergency medical services calls, that he says will help visualize trends down to specific blocks.
Categorized by some of the most impactful crash types. These include fatal crashes, bicycle crashes, hit and run, motorcycle, pedestrian, stolen vehicle, wrong way, and public transit related crashes.
Weston says low-income neighborhoods and communities of color experience disproportionately higher rates of serious collisions. County Executive David Crowley, who lives on Milwaukee's north side, says the data is shocking.
I know that I live, quite frankly, you know, within a half mile or a mile within many of these hot spots. And so as a father of a daughter who just received her license, for me, it's about making sure that our young people are also safe and our new drivers are also safe, but just in general, everybody is safe.
The pledge to do more comes as the number of vehicle crashes in the county is down 14% since 2019, but fatal injuries are up 34% over that six-year period, an average of 87 deaths per year. The county says it wants to reduce deaths and serious injuries 25% within 3 years. So over the next several weeks, the county says it will deploy temporary safety projects at high-priority intersections and roadway segments, projects such as plastic posts, pavement paint, and landscaping, on the way to possibly making permanent changes. The county plans another news conference then. UWM's Robert Schneider says reaching out to the public is essential.
What the types of education enforcement design strategies are, so they feel comfortable with that. Like, this is something that is for everybody.
Back outside the Center Street Library, pedestrian Max says small concrete islands recently installed to narrow crosswalks have helped slow some traffic.
I would say now, since they put the little bumps out, it stops it a little, but overall, I think it's still more to come.
And Milwaukee County says there is. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.